There's a birthday boy.
What up? What up, man?
How you doing?
Hold on, hold on, hold on. There we go.
Nice.
What's up, man? I'm just rolling a joint.
It's a good start. How's your birthday been going?
Man, it's been chill. I didn't do anything today. I just, you know, had the day off, woke up, smoked a joint. Actually, I smoked a blunt.
I'm glad you specified.
Yeah, and then after I smoked that blunt, I just fucking was on college football, and that's all I was doing.
Hey, that's the best way to spend it. Just
Oh yeah, man.
relaxing.
Had some corned beef and eggs this morning, and then I had a burger.
Very Irish of you.
And then, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
he's still shirtless. He's still got the glasses, so we're still doing that
still
shit.
shirtless, still with the glasses, still high as hell. Lions keep winning. I mean, Pistons just won last night off a game winner. I'm just having the greatest birthday month of my life.
Man, we talk about like luck and fandom. Maybe the shirtless thing is what the Lions are actually using as juice. Maybe you're the good luck charm by just not wearing a shirt.
They haven't lost ever since I stopped wearing a shirt.
Right. There's got to be some correlation there.
And on top of that, for some reason, the Pistons have been winning more.
Right. See? That's weird.
Very weird. We had to sacrifice the Pistons to get the Lions to be good. That's what I thought it was, but
I think it's fair trade.
No, fuck that.
It's not fair trade?
No, fuck that. I need both my teams to be good. Fuck that
oh,
shit.
Oh, okay. So you can't choose between kids here. You need both kids to be thriving for you to thrive.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I was just going to imagine if, once you go through an 0-16 season, I would think you'd be willing to give up anything to never live through that again, including the Detroit Pistons.
I mean, the Pistons are kind of sensitive to me. You know what I mean? Like that was kind of my first love in professional sports growing up. So I can't let them go, man.
Right. It's hard to watch something you love suffer so much. Yeah, I would know a thing or two about that. I get that. Especially for the first love. So, well, I'm glad both are thriving. You don't have to choose between kids. It's a wonderful feeling as a parent.
And in this case, you know, I'm not a parent, so it's getting to a point where it's almost great to be a fan of Detroit sports. You know what I mean?
I'd say so. I wouldn't even say almost. It's gotta be fun. You guys gotta be partying right now, parading everywhere, and you guys are doing well.
Hey, yeah, I mean, shit, we up. What up, though?
Yeah. See, I'm gonna check on the Red Wings too, just because you said something. I want to know if they're getting any of that rub off. Pause.
Pause, pause, pause.
Red Wings record. What is the Red Wings record? They are 9-10-2. So not looking good for Detroit Red Wings, but hey, you can't have everything, I guess. Sorry about it.
I mean, the Pistons are below 500 too, so it's all good.
Yeah, but they're making it exciting. At least they're below 500 and they're fun to watch with the Red Wings. Not so much, bro. Not so much. But I digress. As I ask you pretty much every birthday, we got to at least answer the question that we always have on our minds. And what is the biggest lesson you learned in your past year that you can reflect on? I'm going to pour one up while you answer that.
Well,
for
right
you.
Before I roll up too, what is the biggest lesson I learned this past year?
A little reflection.
Huh. Okay. I would say I feel like I've talked about this before. But I'm going to just say it again because it's so relevant to what I'm going through like right now. It's like you can't expect yourself out of other people.
You have said that, yes.
And I know a lot of times it's like, you know, I would do for you what you would do for me. But sometimes it doesn't work out like that. Sometimes you are the one that gives more because you are in that position. Sometimes the other person can't reflect exactly what you're giving them in whatever circumstance, whatever relationship it may be. And that's just something I've had to come to understand because it doesn't matter who it is. Like if you're my brother, I don't have a partner or girlfriend, but if it's a girlfriend or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Like I love deeply. So oftentimes I kind of kick myself in the, you know what, by expecting that same passionate, like to die for love, come back the same way. And it's just a lot of, I guess you could say, self-correcting because shouldn't expect that shit out of other people because God made me this way.
Yeah.
And I'm the only person meant to be this way.
I feel that. And
Yeah.
you definitely have brought it up before, but it definitely bears repeating. And I think it's an important lesson for everybody is, you know, we went into a whole conversation about that. I remember saying that there wasn't ever really a 50-50 split in a relationship and that there's always someone who gives more than the other, which is just, I think, natural. As long as you don't fault the other one for that, I think you're fine. But for you, having that be like a reflection of the year in general and the relationships that you have gone through and that you have actually talked about on this episode many times, you know, on this episode, this show many times, you know, I get that emotion and that being the biggest lesson for you. You made a lot of strides in that avenue that we can go back and look at, you know, over weeks and weeks of time here. That's a lot's changed for you and some for the worse, some for the better. You know, I think the things that were for the worse, you've cast it aside and you've kind of kept two, you know, 10 toes on the pavement and push forward and look at you now, you know. So, you know, new job, new place, you know, thriving, about to enter 2025, you know, on the up.
Hell
so
yeah.
that's what it's all about, man.
Hell yeah, going into my 30s with a bang, you feel me? Man,
is this
fucking
is this
30.
30?
I'm
is this
fucking 30.
This is 30. That's what I thought. I'm like, I couldn't swear if you had the last, but that's right. We had the last round for you, and now you're 30. Oh, man. So now, since we asked what you learned, what's your biggest goal? Year 30. What's going to happen this year for you?
This year for me, I am going to make the most amount of money I've ever made in my life.
Woo! Cha-ching.
That's my goal. And I got a couple different avenues going on. Obviously, I have my steady income with my job.
Of course.
And then this sports betting thing is really turning into like a part-time job.
Like, I don't know how you're doing it betting on the Bears all the time, you fucking
hey, man,
animal.
they cover their spread, man. I mean,
I wish they would cover some wins. Instead of just lining your pockets, I need to line that win-loss record, bro. I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of it,
hey,
but I'm
man.
glad they're making you some money at least.
Yeah, and they could make you some money while they're driving you insane.
I try, man. Every time,
but do not bet on them this week.
No, oh God, no! I would never. Here's the thing: I would never bet on the Bears. The Bears are just never a sure thing. I don't care what the prop is; they're never a sure thing. So if you're betting on them, it's pure adrenaline and balls. So congrats. The bottom's gonna fall. You keep on tempting fate. I'm telling you, you're gonna
no,
bet your mortgage one day on the Bears. I'll be like, bro. Remember when I told you not to do that shit on the show?
It's a little bit of research, too. A little bit of research.
Research only gets you so far, man. After 20 years of history, research only gets you so far. I'm just going with emotion.
Hey,
It's just
look.
Bad bets.
You see, remember, they just have to cover a number. They
It's
only
a
have to
number.
lose by a certain amount of points, you know?
I get it. I'm just too emotional for it. If we were winning, then maybe I'd feel a little cocky with my money. But when we're losing, I don't want. I'm keeping my money.
Hey, even when the Lions were, well, I didn't get good at sports betting until this year, to be honest. But
it's hard to get good at sports betting, though. Like good.
Yeah, I've only entered kind of like played with sports betting for about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just got good at it this year. But even when the Lions were losing, I was still making money off the Lions because they were covering their spreads. They were just
yeah.
losing.
Disposable income is a bitch, man. I'm telling you. But when you're my level, it's like. When I'm too connected to it. It's the same if going to Pado, you know. If I take the wife to Pado, which is always fun, you know, go get a few drinks and then go gamble some money. But it's when I lose, I'm the saltiest, though. That 20 bucks that went towards the sports bets, great. But then I lose and then I'm extra like, that's gas money. That's groceries. Damn. I start retrospecting and counting the money after it's gone. And then I'm saltier about the loss. So it's not just about losing for me. It's the meaning behind the loss. So
gotcha.
That's what, and you know, Rach has a very different gambling philosophy. I think I've mentioned this before. With me, I don't care if our plan is completely built around Potawatomi. Love Pado, by the way. Pado's great.
Oh, yeah.
But like, we'll say, okay, let's go get some drinks at a bar. We'll go to this bar, go to this brewery, and then we'll end at Pado before we go home because working your way out of Milwaukee. Cool. Even if the entire night was built around the idea of going to Pado. If I put down 20 bucks in the slot machine and let's say I get a good fucking hit and it's like, I win like $100 maybe. I'm done for the night. Five minutes. Throws them up. I'm gone. I'm out the building. I don't care about the gas money it took because I covered all that shit. To me, it's net. With Rach, she's like her mama. Their mom is a great gambler. I've never seen anybody win more than her. So her mom is like a let it ride person. So Rachel be up, and then she'll just let it ride, and then we're in the hoopty wagon going home. So that's where I'm like, very different philosophies, which is why I think she likes to get lost in casinos and lose me, because she knows if I'm not next to her, I'm not controlling the money. So she'll take a little Wonka journey across the casino and accidentally lose her phone, and then it's how much did you spend? $100 extra? Oh, okay. Right. You know what you're doing. Marriage is fun, man.
So that's probably how she got lost that one time, huh?
Oh yeah, there's 100% the only reason, because there's, again, the amount of time it took for her to get across the casino was less than 2 minutes. So I think deliberately she was like, I want to spend more money, because she knew I was trying to get us to leave. I was cashing out. So I think she was like, I can still let this ride. And then she darted across where she knew I couldn't find her. So
damn right.
She thinks she's slick. But I digress. It's your birthday. It's a Thanksgiving episode. We got to get started. What do you think, sir? That was the most chill you've ever done that. My God.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome, everyone, to the Bank Bro Show. We're happy you're back with us. Happy Turkey Day.
We chilling.
We chilling. This is man's birthday. Give it up for Riz. 30th birthday. Hey. Another trip around the sun. He's finally getting some gray hairs and some wrinkles in that melanin. I can't wait to watch the decline. Get the grays in the man bun. It's going to be great.
I'm going to be sexy as fuck with the gray in my hair.
Honestly, I can't even go. You're probably right, dude. Like, the jeans are too strong, man. Too strong. Can't even hang on it. But yes, we are back. Thankful for you listening to another episode of the Bank Bro Show. Hope you're having a great time. Hope your holiday was amazing, because it'll be well done. You'll be in that second leftover day by the time you listen to us, which the leftovers are still good. Don't get it twisted. Just air fry that shit. Put that shit in the oven. It's still fine on that second day.
Oh, yeah.
It's that third, fourth, fifth day you might want to start thinking about moving on. But those first 2 days, you're in heaven, baby. So enjoy your leftovers as you listen to the Bank Bro Show.
Hey, certain things are actually better as leftovers.
Oh, 100%. I guarantee, and I will stand on this point, Thanksgiving food, I almost consider to be better the second day. I don't know what it is. It all just sits in the fridge, just gets that nice little coating, and then you just nuke that, and it's just, oh, my God. Whew. And that's when I make the Thanksgiving sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know the one. That's the one with, and if my people who don't watch Friends, because you're not Caucasian, it's fine. But the Thanksgiving sandwiches, you take all them leftovers, the turkey, the mac and cheese, the stuffing. If you got a little cranberry on a sandwich, guy, but if you got to put cranberry on it, it's fine. Put a little mayo. You fucking toast that bread on there. But you got to get that third piece of bread. You soak that in gravy, that same turkey gravy. Put that shit right in the middle. Fucking flame roast the shit. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's not Christmas.
I gotta try it.
You've never... Brother, you know what? I'm gonna make you that sandwich for you to take home with you.
My pleasure.
You're welcome in advance. It is... That's my real tradition. It's not even all the cooking and the Thanksgiving and all the festivities, which is lovely. It's that second day, no work, sweatpants on, and you make that sandwich. And everything is just lovely. No draws. Oh, my God, no.
No draws.
Clothing is not allowed when you eat that sandwich. You're not going to need it. Trust me. The toilet will be soon after. But
you're going to look like Mike Tyson before the fight.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. You can't unsee that shit. I thought I had blacked out Mike Tyson's ass. Thank you for bringing that back up. I had put it in my rear view. But... That's unfortunate you bring that back.
They could tell I'm high.
Yo, that's fine. It's your birthday. You do what you want, man. What we're going to do, though, is talk about some Thanksgiving moments in sports history, because that's some fun shit to get into. There's been some great ones over the years, but I want to know what your favorite NFL Thanksgiving moment was.
Oh, man, without a doubt, As a Detroit Lions fan, it was when Calvin Johnson caught three touchdowns on the Philadelphia Eagles and the Lions went on to blow out the Eagles. I forgot what the score was. It was like 49 to 14 or something like that.
Unbelievable.
I think this was the days of fucking Sam Bradford and shit in Philly.
Oof.
Yeah, I remember we had Reggie Bush, Joique Bell, and Theo Riddick. They all scored touchdowns that
Joique Bell. That's a
day.
name I forgot. Whoa. That blew my mind. I forgot all about that guy. Wow.
Shout out to Joique Bell, man. I love that guy.
Hey. Fantasy guy.
But yeah, man, Calvin Johnson was torching a rookie, Eric Rowe. I felt so bad for him. I don't know what it is with Calvin Johnson and torching rookies and taking their confidence. He does that pretty often. It's kind of mean, but he's such a nice guy.
He's Megatron, man. He's still
Yeah,
Spear. That's what he does.
it's like, why are you playing a rookie on him in the first place? But anyway, that's
That's
neither
their
here nor
fault.
there.
Right.
But even when they put the veteran on him, Malcolm Jenkins, he was torching Malcolm Jenkins' little bitch ass too. But
Bitch
that's by far my favorite. It was like 2014. I think it was
Nice.
that season. That was 10 years ago. Goddamn.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that, man.
You're
Fuck,
a
I had
fresh-faced
just turned 20.
20-year-old. Wow.
Damn, I had just turned 20. Holy shit.
Let that marinate for just a second. That was a decade ago, brother.
Hell yeah. Fuck. Damn.
Now understand how I feel when people say that about me when I'm almost 40 now and I go, wow, I remember PlayStation 2. That was fun. And that shit was like 30 years ago. So that's
Wow.
cool. It sucks the older you get. Enjoy. I love
No,
it.
it's actually like, wow. I felt like it was just yesterday. I don't know, man. I still feel so young.
That's because you just turned 30. You haven't let it marinate yet. I'm waiting for you to crumble.
My body feels good. Like,
That's all.
you
It's
know what I'm
good.
saying? I don't
Wait,
know,
I'm gonna
man.
wait till you have the first kid. Ooh, I can't. I'm gonna write the, what's his date?
Hey,
11/26/24. I'm
don't
gonna wait
wish
till you have the.
that devil upon me, man. Please don't.
I'm gonna wait for the first kid. I'm gonna come back to this conversation and
You
be like,
know,
remember you
this
were
ain't a.
young and spry?
Look,
I remember
man,
those days too.
I'm so serious about being a celibate. I got one pillow on my bed. One pillow.
Damn, the Barney Stinson, huh?
Yeah, one.
He said one
Just me.
pillow, one blanket that covers half the bed. It's a king size bed, but dude got
Yep.
a full size blanket.
Yep. Yep, that's exactly how it is.
He said, can't you share? He goes, nah, man, this one's for
Nope.
me.
I can't share these silk sheets. Nope, I'm
No,
sorry.
that's exactly how he did
You
it.
gotta go home. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. I'm gonna play that clip right here. That shit was hilarious though.
Yeah,
He's like, bathroom, one toothbrush. Like, hair, where's your hair dryer? Your place. Beat it. I was like, wow,
I
that man was a fool.
know.
Oh my God, never forget that shit.
Bro,
But
that was I can never look at that character like how everyone else looks at that character because I can't get
oh,
over the fact that dude is actually gay.
right.
But then in the show, he's like getting all this pussy.
Exactly. That was so great. That's why we loved it. Same with
Like,
him and Harold and Kumar when he showed up. He's like
yeah.
doing lines of coke on strippers' asses. We're all
Yeah, fucking at a
this,
whorehouse and
like you're
shit.
super
Fucking all
gay,
these
but
country whores and shit.
right? I love Neil Patrick Harris. That dude is so talented, but yes,
Yeah, that dude,
they could do no
he's
wrong,
the
man.
man.
He's the
He's the
man.
man.
That I love that guy. So yes, Barney Simpson's hilarious, an amazing character, but he pulls it off. It's all because of him. Neil Patrick Harris
Hell
pulls the
yeah.
whole thing off. Oh man. But yes, my favorite NFL moment on Thanksgiving. Everyone knows this moment. I've even talked about this moment many times, and I love it that it happened on Thanksgiving. But let me paint a picture for those who don't remember. If you were living under a rock at that point, I wouldn't blame you either. But let's talk about it. This was November 22nd, 2012, Thanksgiving Day, 7:20 p.m. Central Standard Time. A crisp 46 degrees in the air. A little chilly, but not too bad. Nice football weather. 79,088 people packed MetLife Stadium, and America watched Tom Brady and the dominant New England Patriots take on their hated rival, the New York Jets, and their young upstart quarterback, Mark Sanchez. And they went to war. And while the game itself was another miserable 49-19 beatdown by the Patriots, of course, the world only remembers one thing from this game. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the butt fumble. As you see, 9:10 left on the clock. in the second. First and 10 on the 31.
This is Sanchez.
Sanchez is going to take the snap here behind center in the I formation. He accidentally turns left, and Hillier runs by him, and Sanchez runs back, tries scrambles right into Brandon Moore's ass, resulting in a fumble, recovered by the Patriots, and a touchdown.
Or touchdown.
Because Vince Wilfork is a gigantic man you should never try to block in the first place. Boom! Sanchez's head directly up an ass. Forever known as a butt fumble, even to this day. Incredible. Incredible. I've never seen a play like that in my entire life. To this very day, I talk about it. I brought it up on the show. When the Bears even brought in Mark Sanchez, when we had a Mike Glennon situation, I said, you brought an old butt fumble? And that was maybe 10 years past the fact. So, yeah. Kudos and salute to Mark Sanchez. I am thankful for Mark Sanchez this season, reminding me that even someone like Mark Sanchez can play football. So there's got to be some hope for the rest of us.
Hey, man. He was highly touted coming out the draft.
Hell yeah, he was.
He was the second-rated quarterback behind Matthew Stafford.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
Just goes to show you, man. Scouts don't know shit.
They don't.
But they pay like they do.
Yeah, you damn right. Never mind.
He's going to get into that later, folks. We can get into other teams that are thankful this year. I know a few, maybe a couple, that are giving out some thanks that I want to shout out. And I know you want to talk about some teams as well. One team I know is thankful for one person, and that's the Philadelphia Eagles, are very thankful for Saquon Barkley.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm so sorry,
Giants fans. Thankful for the New York Giants?
Yes, sir. Oh, my God.
Not only did they give them Saquon Barkley, but they're gifting them 2 free wins a season.
Here you go. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad.
Would you also like our wives? Here you go.
I mean, if it's Howie Roseman, you know, he'll take it all.
Man.
Pause. That's never done funny. But yes, the Giants are definitely crying right now after Saquon went banana sandwich. Oh, my God. In a 37-20 win against the Rams, Saquon Barkley had a total of 302 yards by himself. The Giants had a total of 245 yards together in a brutal 30-7 loss to the Buccaneers. Saquon had more yards than the entire New York Giants organization. So Philadelphia is very thankful, and their turkeys are very moist this holiday season. Very moist. Mm. Giants wowzers.
Man, that clip just ages worse and worse every day. The clip of, I think it was the owner and the GM talking.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about if Saquon ends up in Philly, I'm going to have a hard time sleeping at night. Well, probably ain't been sleeping much lately.
Not at all. I don't even know how people still have jobs. People should be fired after this Giant season. I'm just letting you know. The fact is, like, the better Saquon gets, more people should be getting fired. Like, it should be a correlation.
I feel like the main issue here is that the Giants are stupid. Because
very stupid.
Why would you just let your best player walk away for nothing? Like, you could have at the bare minimum, you could have talked to him, worked something out to trade him somewhere.
Something.
Or, I don't know, pay him so he stays with you.
That's an idea, the one weapon you have. No. They didn't want to pay Saquon. They wanted to pay Danny Dimes.
No, they wanted to pay Devin Singletary.
That too. How's that going, by the way? We didn't even get into it last week. We didn't even have time for it. In case you didn't know about that, folks, Daniel Jones on the Giants is no longer a Giant. They let him go. They benched him, and they let him go. And trust me, when I say benched him, I mean he went from like QB 1 to 2, 3, 4, 5, and then they tried him at safety.
No.
They tried him at running back. They tried him at kicker. They tried him at water boy, and he was like, I just want to go. He wants to just – he's done.
He's going to end up on the Lions. Watch.
I think he's your future, and good luck.
He's our future backup for the rest of his career.
Okay.
That I'm cool with.
If you think so. I say he's your starting quarterback in 2 years.
Ain't no way.
Hendon Hooker is going to do one good season and get shipped off somewhere else, and then you're going to be stuck with Daniel Jones. I love it.
No, because we're probably going to have Jared Goff till he's 40.
You would hope so. I'd be cool with that, honestly.
Yeah.
The guy's balling.
Yeah, he's hooping.
He seems to be getting his prime out of nowhere, so let's see it. But we'll see about that. I still think I don't know, man. Daniel Jones is just not a starter to me. I don't get that. So that happened. You're getting Tommy DeVito back, DeVito. Yeah, boy. So I'm happy about
Hey.
that. I'm happy about that. He's already played, and they still lost. But hey, at least it's somebody exciting. I'll take that. I'm sure neighbors will
Yeah.
take that. So, but what other NFL team do you think is grateful or thankful so far?
You know what? I'm gonna say the Baltimore Ravens are thankful for Derrick Henry.
Oh yeah.
They're
Who
also
isn't?
thankful for the Dallas Cowboys for not even trying to attempt to sign Derrick Henry.
Oh my God. I don't know how you do that.
I think they got Derrick Henry for like $8 million a year,
Yeah,
something
pretty
like that.
much. Yeah.
Like, who the fuck allowed this shit?
Like what?
So they're on their knees every day, giving thanks to Allah, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, Shiva, whoever the fuck they believe in,
All of them.
every single day. And then they're going home and saying, Saquon, do you need any extra favors from us? I mean, Derek,
This
King Henry,
is
King Henry, do you need any
Saquon.
extra favors from us? And Derrick Henry has completely changed the offense of the Baltimore Ravens, man. He unlocks a different type of nasty in this team that they didn't have before. Because if you look at the Ravens, they have a lot of finesse, quick, short area type of receivers
Yeah.
and even backs. They never had a big time bruiser, big time go ahead and break some tackles, yards after contact type of back.
Right.
Like Gus Edwards was kind of like that, but he
I was
kind
just
of
going to say,
wasn't.
yeah, when it
J.K.
was
was always
healthy.
hurt. Yeah. And then Justice Hill, he's a scat back. So
Right.
he's really unlocked a different level of just overall dominance in this Ravens offense.
Yeah.
If I were to go with one more team, though, I would say the Commanders are thankful for Jaden Daniels.
Oh boy, who is it? Who isn't?
He has sped up this rebuild. Two,
Years.
three, four, maybe 5 years.
Oh yeah.
Because, first of all, who the hell expected the Commanders to be this good this fast?
Nope.
Potentially winning the NFC East, nobody saw that coming.
Nope.
Jaden Daniels, he was seen coming into a situation that was less favorable than a situation as a Caleb Williams.
Of course.
Because he didn't have the receivers, because he didn't have DeAndre Swift. Hey, Jaden Daniels, he out there making it work.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's when you know you have a guy, when you could place him anywhere and he could just make the people around him better. He's
Right.
out here playing point guard like he's LeBron James, just dishing that ball out, making everybody better. He gave them a chance to win in a game they had no business of winning against the Cowboys this past weekend. They ended up losing, in my opinion. That's a tough loss for them, like a bad L for them. They should have won that game.
Yeah.
But Jaden Daniels shows you time and time again, as long as there's time on the clock, he's going to give you a chance to win the game.
Yeah. I'm noticing that every fucking week with this guy. He's just a highlight reel every time he's on the damn TV. So it sucks on the Caleb side going, but you know what? This week I'm not even getting into the Bears, but hey, we're okay with Caleb over here. We're feeling pretty good about what we're
Oh,
seeing
yeah,
with Caleb.
Caleb's good.
He's good. I think we got a guy here. So
Yeah.
whether we won or lost, Caleb is progressing. And if you remember what I said at the beginning of the season, that was the only goal for us is to make sure he develops. I think we're getting there. But you brought the Cowboys because that was on my list too. They're thankful for Austin Seibert. 2 minutes left. Cowboys get a 99-yard kickoff for a touchdown. Then they go up 10. The scary Terry gets like a perfect pass from Daniels. My God. And he turns it into a beautiful 86-yard touchdown. And they make it 26-27. And then Seibert misses the extra point. Are you kidding me? Just shanks it. Shanks it. And then the Cowboys return the onside kick for a touchdown to ice it. It still means nothing, Cowboys fans. Don't get it twisted. This is still a death toll for you guys. But it was something. All it did was really derail Washington. It was a knife to the fucking ankle for Jaden Daniels. And he got robbed. I'll be quite honest with him. That should have been another highlight showcase win. Big comeback for Jaden Daniels, like he's been doing all season, but we got robbed. Football guys were not friendly that day. So Cowboys fans got away with one, but don't feel too good about that. I think just extra plates at Thanksgiving. Y'all got a lot to be thankful for this week, but that's about it.
Worst draft position. That's what it did for them.
Ooh, that's all you get. That's a lump of coal at Christmas time.
Because they're not making the playoffs.
No, you're not. So, congrats. You played yourself. But I digress. Let's move on to a little NBA, because that's going on too, folks. That season's still cooking, still simmering, getting things going. But I know you have a lot to talk about when it comes to your Pistons, number one. But number two, the Philadelphia 76ers. And I know you said you guys get some off your chest. So, have at it.
Yes, yes. So, CJ, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys don't mind, I would like to have story time and tell you guys about the process of the 76ers, better known as the NBA team located in West Philadelphia.
You can do the whole fucking song. I was ready. I was sitting back like, okay, yeah.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, CJ, back in 2012, the Philadelphia 76ers had a relatively young and up-and-coming team that was consistently in the playoffs, had a core of Andre Iguodala, Lou Williams, Drew Holiday, and a young Nikola Vucevic. Evan Turner was a second overall pick for them. They had pretty good depth, but they lost to the second round of the playoffs to the Boston Celtics. And after that, the team wanted to go into a rebuild for some reason. So they shipped off Iguodala and Vucevic for Andrew Bynum and Jason Richardson. Andrew Bynum played zero games for them. So in the following season, 2013, guess what happened? They missed the playoffs. Wow. Whoop-de-doo. They finished ninth in the East. And so they had a plan to revive the franchise. They hired a guy named Sam Hinkie as GM. So what did he do? First day he stepped in the office, you know, he's here to make a difference. Trades his best player, all-star Drew Holiday, for the sixth overall pick in the draft. Guess who the sixth overall pick in the draft was in 2013?
No idea.
Nerlens Noel.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes. That wow. Was, yes. Drew Holiday. That's when Drew Holiday got sent to the Pelicans.
Wow.
Yep. And then with the 13th pick in that same draft, they drafted Michael Carter Williams. I'm just saying they could have had Giannis, but Michael Carter Williams could have. I mean, he won
rookie. He had a high profile, yeah.
He won rookie of the year, so, you know, not that bad, okay? Right. So, obviously, they suck again the following season. They have the third overall pick. And with that pick, that's when the process officially started. They drafted Joel Embiid. And this is where this franchise continues to fuck up. Because year after year after year, they cannot get out of the second round. They're picking the wrong guys. Over here drafting Ben Simmons, number one overall. Oh, fucking, you want to go all in, fucking trade for Jimmy Butler, fucking trade for Tobias Harris, pick the wrong one. Trade the other one for some dude that doesn't even play for you anymore that actually plays for the Miami Heat. And then now you have an issue where the youngest player on your team, Tyrese Maxey, over here calling out your best player, your MVP in team meetings. What the fuck you got to say for yourself? Well, this is what I got to say to you. Trade every fucking body, not named Tyrese Maxey or Jared McCain, because these motherfuckers ain't worth the goddamn thing. All right, you paying all these dudes all this money. They over here studio ballers. They show up when they want to, talking about they ain't playing in back-to-backs. Paul George, I know he consistently is injured. Okay, I get that.
But that's the one pass.
Joel Embiid, your best player, your MVP be on some bullshit. It's time to, I'm sorry, it's time to give it up. The process is over. The process was shit to begin with. Y'all as an organization, y'all need to sell yourselves to somebody. Give your life to Jesus, Allah, somebody. Y'all need to believe in something because it ain't yourselves. Y'all, oh man, yeah, please. Just y'all need a hard reset. This team has failed and underperformed year in and year out. Y'all got so desperate, y'all went to go hire Doc Rivers.
Oof.
And where he at now?
Fucking up with another team.
Y'all probably forgot he even coached for the Philadelphia 76ers. Doc was over here doing TV.
That's true.
That, yeah. Philly, I ain't gonna turn up too much because it's my birthday and I'm high as hell, but.
Man. That's the only reason, folks. It's the only reason.
Y'all fucked. I'd rather be the Pistons than the Sixers right now, to be honest.
We'll talk about Pistons. How are the Pistons doing?
At least I know where we stand.
Yeah.
Oh, the Pistons? Look, man. Jaden Ivey hit a game winner last night. We did not have Cade Cunningham. And so Jaden Ivey was the man with the ball in his hands, pause.
Whoop.
And Jaden Ivey, he did his thing. He had one of his better games of the season. He shot the ball well. He was getting to the lane, getting his teammates involved early. Ashar Thompson played.
Hey.
And I really like what I see from Ashar Thompson. It's like he understands how to play basketball, and he's also like a 1% athlete because he's so springy and so athletic. He's a great defender. If he can just consistently hit jump shots, and he actually hit a three in this game, man, he can be a really good player for a really, really long time. I'm really excited to see how he develops. We're basically going into this year trying to be better than what we were last year, which isn't hard. But
I think low bar.
Coaching, with better coaching compared to what we had last season with JB Bickerstaff this year, I think he's really tapped into Cade and Jaden and their development long term, and he's actually sped it up. Obviously, they still have turnover problems because they're such young players in a young team, but I think over time with experience, they'll figure those things out. One thing I do want to see, though, is I want to see less of isolation basketball. Oftentimes, when Cade is not isolating with the basketball, it seems like we get stuck and bad things happen. There needs to consistently be flow in our offense in order to score. And it would help if Tobias Harris was actually consistent. But, man, Philly fans know how I feel. But, yeah, I mean, overall, I'm actually very pleased with what I see from my Detroit Pistons. I know I talk about them a lot. And I know you haven't had a chance to talk about your new New York Knicks.
Let's talk about the Knicks for a quick second. The Knicks are 10-7 after dominating the Nuggets behind OG Anunoby and Karl Anthony Towns combining for 70 motherfucking points, which is fucking
OG
absurd.
Had fucking 40.
40. Crazy. Cat had 30, and then Brunson with 23. Bridges, 14. Hart had 12. Everybody was sparking that thing in that fucking game. To the point where the Nuggets, even they're like in the locker room, like in shambles, yelling at each other and shit. Murray's calling out the whole fucking team. So, like, they play like shit. Knicks are 10-7. We're on the way up, boy. I'm not a curse yet. That's a good. We're looking good so far being an anti-curse. We'll see about that. I'm not getting ahead of myself, though. It's early season. But go Knicks. It still feels weird to say that.
Yeah, it feels fake. I still don't believe it, man. I still don't believe you're a Knicks fan.
I mean, I'm getting there, I guess. Hooray.
No, you're forever a Bulls fan to me. I don't give a damn.
I mean, they're also blue and orange. So, I mean, it's not like I don't have the color scheme ready to go in my wardrobe.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
He's like, this is fake. It's all fake.
Yeah.
Just let me have something. Let me enjoy something. Something.
Hey, the Bulls aren't bad. The Bulls are not bad.
The Bulls are not bad.
Zach LaVine, he's playing really well this season. He's shooting the ball very well.
He will be gone next year.
Bro.
Everybody knows that. This is now going to be a empty cupboard.
Do you not want him to play well so you can like have better assets coming in as a trade?
No, I want the entire thing torn to shreds. That's what I want. The whole thing. But I'm a Knicks fan, so I don't know what you're talking about. We're successful when things are fine.
No, the real you came out for a little bit. See, I actually believe that. I actually believe that. I felt that in my soul. That was genuine. See, you're still a Bulls fan.
Madison Square Garden is amazing.
United Center. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Michael Jordan. Derrick Rose.
I love those guys.
Joakim Noah.
Love him. Those are my boys.
Carlos Boozer. Mm-hmm. Luol Deng. I know you love Luol Deng.
Of course I love Luol Deng. Those are always my guys.
What about white boy Kirk Heinrich?
None of those guys play for the team right now. Can I bring those guys back?
They're alive.
Yeah. I mean, at this age, I'll bring it back because that's more entertaining.
In 2K.
Than the actual, in 2K? Okay. NBA Jam style. I'm getting the arcade. The NBA Jam Arcade is going to be in the basement. Mark my words.
We can go on 2K, make a league, and rewind the year to 2009, and you can have those guys. And I'll take the Pistons.
And I'm not going to play it whatsoever because I'm even worse at 2K than I am at Madden. So that would not prove a damn thing. But if you want to sim it, that's different.
We'll sim it.
We can sim it. Oh, my God. But you know what we can't sim? Games on the show, because that's real shit. So we're going to play some fucking games because it is Thanksgiving. It is your birthday. We got the whiskey. We got the bud. We got to play some games. That's only natural, right? Yeah. It's only natural. I have 5 games-ish. I guess you can call them games. I'm calling them all the Gobble Games. Pause. Maybe. No, I'm not calling it that. But I didn't hear it out loud until I said it. So we're not calling it that. They're just Thanksgiving games. That's all it's going to be. That was a close one. Let's start with a game that's not even a game, but we're going to debate about this shit, I'm sure. Unless we're in agreement about everything, in which case, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. When you talk about Thanksgiving, you have to talk about the side dishes. Because really the star of the show. A great turkey can make or break Thanksgiving, but I'm sorry, if the sides are not banging, I'm not even coming to the function. Don't you understand that? Man. So, you and I are just going to discuss the rankings that we're going to give and tier these out. Again, for people who have not heard us do this before, we have rankings A through, A, B, C, D, and F, like in school. But S rank, for you video game nerds, is considered top tier, elite level. Can't miss it. If it's not there, I don't want even to be there. And write me out of your will. So let's go through each one. And I actually added a few more because this list was a little light. And there's some discrepancies that we need to discuss because we are melanated folks. So people who are not will have to understand after we get into it. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
Where do you rank mashed potatoes and gravy?
You see, this is like solid. Can't go wrong. Good with everything. Mashed potatoes and gravy, if it's homemade, it's definitely A tier.
What if it's not homemade?
If it's not homemade, it's B tier.
Oh, interesting. I was going to say C if it's not homemade.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I respect that too.
If it's Thanksgiving, you give me boxed potatoes, man. Come on.
See,
man.
Yeah. Come on. Like that or like.
That's the easiest thing on the menu.
Oh, shit. Hold up, bro.
Why do you have mashed potatoes right there? Oh, no. He got his whole place set up and he still loses his Chargers.
Okay. No, my Charger's good. I'm good. So.
Okay. I'm going to say we're going to call this homemade mashed potatoes.
Homemade?
Yeah. And A tier, I'm going to agree with that.
Yeah, because homemade, oh my Lord. It's so simple, but so good.
But the reason I don't give it an S tier, because honestly, mashed potatoes, I mean, you really can't go wrong. But if you mess up mashed potatoes, even slightly, the whole plate's fucked. So it's like,
yeah.
It's a make or break for me, but I'm going to give that an A. But yes, it has to be homemade. Don't come with that Hungry Jack shit.
No.
It's unforgivable, man. How do you feel about cranberry sauce?
Cranberry sauce, I would give it fuck.
Now, if you notice, I have this cranberry sauce, which is the regular mushed up cranberry sauce that's usually made from scratch. Yeah. And I have the cranberry sauce right out the fucking can that just wobbles but never breaks.
I was going to say, that kind is S tier.
This guy out of the can?
No.
I was like, what?
No, that kind, yeah. That
this
kind
of
S-tier.
S-tier. Wow. Why S-tier for cranberry sauce?
What doesn't it go good with?
Okay. That's your only answer, huh?
Yo, like, it just complements the whole plate so well. We're rating side dishes. Sides are supposed to complement, the plate.
Sure.
And that's exactly what it does. It adds a nice level of sweetness, tartness, to go along with those bold flavors that may be on your plate. You can do a lot of. See, I got big back energy, so
I have a literal big back, so
so like you could do a lot of different things. Like you could put some of that on your turkey, right? And you could put some sweet potatoes on the spoon, like have it all on a spoon, like some sweet potatoes and then maybe a little bit of your green bean casserole, And then some, you need some bread. So like maybe a little bit of your dressing or your stuffing. And then, man, you got like a hell of a spoon right there. Like if you can, kind of finesse that onto a spoon like what I do, man.
You just took us on a flavor journey, man. I was following you the whole way. I'm like, well, what's you gonna put on that? What else is going on that fork? Oh my God. Wow. Where do you put the other cranberry sauce out of the can
See,
with the ridges? With the
that's not bad
ridges.
either, but that like it makes my head feel a certain way, so I give it like a C.
Makes your head feel a certain way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, are these are just my rankings?
We're kind of just debating as we go.
Okay.
If it's for me, I'm gonna take this cranberry sauce here. I'm gonna put it right down the fuck here where it belongs on the F tier. Because cranberry
What?
sauce is for just the worst kind of person. That's for psychopaths. Who needs
Hell
cranberries on
no.
their plate? Fruit, nigga? Fruit? No.
Hell no.
Who needs
Nah,
fruit?
that shit is fire, bro.
What? That
That
belongs in
shit
the
is
trash
so
where it
gas.
belongs.
Hell no.
You know where the
You
cranberries belong? Back in Ocean Spray. That's where
got me
they keep
fucked up. First of
it.
all, Ocean Spray don't even use cranberries. They be using grape juice.
Oh, yeah, man. That's just nasty. I
No,
like
you got me.
cranberries too. Don't get me wrong. I like cranberries. I just don't need a mushy pile of it fruiting up my fucking savory ass plate. If you want some sweet, get some candy yams. That's what you need. But you don't need some fruit on that plate. No, man.
Man,
That's
you
just
tripping,
trash.
man.
Just
That
trash.
cranberry sauce is fire, ladies and
I'm gonna
gentlemen.
put this in C. I'm gonna put them both in C just to placate you. What?
That'll be like the average, right? So you can leave them at C.
Yeah, just average. Oh, man. How
Or
do you feel about you?
you can move the can one to D.
Fair. I like it even better. Shit belongs to them. Belongs over here. But I'll put the D. Yeah. Pause. Yams. How do you feel about yams?
Yams, A tier. I fuck with yams. I don't know, man. Like that, I don't know. I just again, these sides, they just complement everything so well. The turkey, if you got rice, if you got potatoes, if you got, what I'm saying, that cranberry sauce that I fuck with so heavy, the mashed potatoes and yams, like it adds just that nice level of flavor and overall texture that goes well with meat and potatoes. Pause.
You can tell he's already at Thanksgiving, folks. Like he's at his plate already. Just the way he's
Yeah,
describing it all, it's making my mouth water. I'm like, God, is it fucking Thursday yet?
I
But I agree with you. Yams are A tier, if not S tier, in my opinion. I'm sorry. Yams are fucking dope. You can do
Hell
anything with yams. If they're
yeah.
savory, sweet, anything in between, buttery, man. Yams
Yep.
belong on every plate in America. Every plate.
Sweet, salty, a
All
little
of it.
spicy, whatever you want.
I'll eat that shit raw. Just, like a fucking apple.
Yeah.
I don't care. That's just delicious. And it's good for you. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Now, collard greens are down here for you black folk. Because some of us had that shit at every Thanksgiving, and then some of us had it never at Thanksgiving. I fall somewhere in between. I don't know about you, but how do you feel about collard greens as a Thanksgiving side dish?
Me personally, I'm Asian, so I've never had collard greens at Thanksgiving,
No.
but I fuck with collard greens in general. Like, fuck that shit up. Like us Hmong people, we have our own spin on collard greens, I guess you could say. Like we cook it
Really?
totally differently, and
How?
we use it with different things. We use it like in soups.
Oh, sure.
I think you guys use it more as like a stew, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a stewed dish than a brothy kind of soup or like
Yeah.
a salad or anything.
'Cause man, them collard greens with that turkey neck, oh my Lord.
Woo! Delicious. Okay,
Fucking
so
that
you got
shit up.
it where you got it.
Man, B,
About B.
it's like a really high B tier.
Kind of right here. Okay. High B
Yeah.
tier. I am actually going to agree with you on that one. I think I really do enjoy collard greens. However, at Thanksgiving, you already got a lot of salt in that fucking on that plate.
Yeah.
And collard greens just that's all salt. It's a ton of salt. Which that's why I think as like a dish on its own, like collard greens, like a ham hock or something. Yum, on its own, put some beans with it, all good. But like with the Thanksgiving spread, collard greens will put your ass in a coma. So like it's not about a flavor thing, it's just that's a lot of salt. So it's B tier for me, but delicious though. You
Yeah, that's
can't beat
why.
when they're made right, a little bit of bacon in it, you can't beat it.
Yeah, like It definitely is one of those like standalone things. Like it doesn't really complement the disc that much. But
But
it's
it's so
still
good on
really
its own.
fucking good. Yeah.
So you can't knock it too far. So I gotta give him that one. So we talked about mashed potatoes, but what do you feel about like roasted potatoes?
I fuck with that more than mashed potatoes. To me, that's S tier.
That's S tier. Okay.
Yeah. Sweet potatoes, it don't matter what type of potatoes, especially sweet potatoes, I fuck that shit up.
Oh, we got sweet potato casserole down here.
Oh man. Oh yeah, that's S tier for me.
Okay.
First of all, any type of casserole, I'm fucking that shit up.
Oh, yes.
Casserole with any type of protein. Oh my God. Fucking turkey, ham, whatever the fuck you got. It's
Incredible.
just so good. Any type of casserole, but especially sweet potato casserole, because you got a perfect blend of sweet, savory with depending on who's cooking the turkey, nice buttery, dark meat, juicy turkey. Oh man.
There he goes again.
Oh man. And normally like Hmong people will have like a pepper dipping sauce. You dip it in that
Ooh.
too, also you get spicy on top of all that. Oh my God.
Damn.
Wash it down with some Hennessy. Oh.
Some Hennessy. Okay. So those are S tier for you. That's, I would say, honestly, so when it comes to the roast potatoes, yes, S tier roasted potatoes. Oh my God. I love mashed potatoes. I make mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving, and it's my favorite way to go for Thanksgiving specifically. But roasted potatoes are always welcome at Thanksgiving. Always. They're, you can't go wrong. Sweet potato casserole, I would put probably more like A tier, and maybe even B tier. But it's just because I'm not much of a marshmallow guy, but I do like sweet potatoes a lot. So I will put it at the A level just to break even here, but still a very strong choice.
Respect, respect.
Now, stuffed mushrooms. I have been recently adding that to the menu. It's been a pretty big hit. Where would you rank
S tier, any type of mushroom, I fuck with. Any type of fungi, pause, like
that? He loves all the fungi.
I
Oh,
fucks with mushrooms, man. They're so good for you too. It don't matter how you make them.
yeah. S tier for me, too. So now that I know how to make them now and the things you can do with them, it's the perfect complement, especially an appetizer before the turkey comes out. That earthy flavor you get. Oh, yeah. It's
Oh yeah.
beautiful. It's beautiful. Here's one that might divide the fan base. We don't know. Deviled eggs. Where do you stand on the deviled eggs, sir?
I don't give a fuck what anyone says. S tier deviled eggs. I don't give a damn, man. Deviled eggs are welcomed on my plate at any given moment, any given day, any Thanksgiving. The cold
Oh.
protein with what do they call that topping that they put on?
I think it's like a Dijonnaise, if I'm not
I
mistaken.
don't, something like that, right?
Yeah, it's like an egg Dijonnaise mix that they
Yeah.
mix it all up and they pour it back in there. With
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
paprika on top.
Oh man, it complements the warm meat paws so well from the turkey or the ham, whatever you got going on.
Okay, I agree with you. They are S tier. However, I cannot eat them like I used to. Like, I will be clogged for days, bro.
Oh
But God,
man.
when I tell you I used to like sneak the fucking plate of deviled eggs away from the kitchen and shit when I was growing up, that was target number one. And it wasn't just
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, folks. Any fucking barbecue in the hood.
Hell yeah.
Are you kidding me? The deviled eggs were out first. That was the first thing you got. Like, the deviled eggs and the barbecue chicken. Oh, take me back,
Oof.
Lord. Lord Jesus.
Oof.
Take me back.
Oh my God. Oh
That's
my
just
God.
right. Oh, you can't beat it. So, yes, deviled eggs are always S tier. I haven't made them myself yet, which is interesting.
Oh, oof.
That might be a challenge next year.
Oh,
Put my own spin on it. We'll see what I can do.
I'll be your tester.
Of course, of course.
Roasted
How about the roasted vegetables?
vegetables, not the biggest fan, but I don't mind them at all. I have a couple on my plate. I'll probably put them like C tier.
See there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd give that a C or a B. It depends on the vegetable, of course.
Yeah, it depends
A
on the vegetable.
little color. You get a little color to the plate. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, that's basically what I had it for.
Right. How do you feel about the cornbread?
See, I love me some cornbread, man. I got it A tier.
That's A tier? Yeah. I'm with
Yeah,
that.
It crumbles differently from like a standard dinner roll, I guess you could say.
That rolls right here. Where do you put that? Actually, let's go for it. Cornbread rolls biscuits. There you go. Rank those three. So A tier for cornbread.
I prefer cornbread over the two.
Okay. Where do you put the rolls and the biscuits?
I'll go biscuits. Biscuits probably B tier.
B tier for biscuits. And what do you think
Just
about
because they be
rolls?
getting dry.
Oh, yes. I'm not much on biscuits for Thanksgiving because they're just sitting out there just turning into rocks.
Yeah.
But what about the
Rolls.
rolls?
Honestly, rolls, I'll have them B tier too.
B tier.
Yeah, because it's like it's nothing too crazy, but it does complement everything else pretty well. Because
You gotta have some bread.
yeah, it's just like some bread, some plain bread. Who don't like plain bread?
Right? Now that's the dinner rolls. Now I don't have it on here, but what about the Hawaiian rolls?
Oh man, Hawaiian rolls S tier.
That's exactly S tier. Oh my God.
Perfect
That's
level
the
of sweetness. Oh my Lord.
only way to go now.
Oh man, have a nice little bev. All right, man. Oof, we gotta talk about beverages in a
Oh,
second.
okay.
Yeah.
We'll get to the beverages too. Here's one again. Here's one for the melanated folks. Stuffing and dressing. And yes, there's a difference.
Yeah, wait, which one are we doing first?
Well, you rank both. Stuffing, dressing.
Stuffing A tier.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm a big fan of stuffing and dressing.
Yeah.
If I'm
Where's the
being quite
dressing?
honest with you, I'm putting them both A tier.
Both A, okay.
Yeah. I don't feel like there's that big of a difference when it comes to me putting them in my mouth, pause. Like I feel like I get the same type of sensations and
You doubled down on that. Oh my
pause.
God.
Pause.
Pause.
Yeah.
Wow.
So like I feel like they're identical to me. And I love
Okay.
them.
And I love them. They
Yeah.
make me happy. I feel you. Yes, there is a difference, folks. And
There is.
I would say I do appreciate both. I, if anything, would say stuffing is S tier for me, dressing is A tier. And it's just because A, I make my own stuffing. And I like the cornbread flavor that like a dressing gets, but when you do stuffing the right way, you get like the sausage and like the right kind of
Yeah.
like there's you can't beat that flavor combination, especially because you're using the existing turkey flavor, so it's a perfect pairing. So oh yes, it's again I love both, but stuffing I just put a little bit higher, just a little bit higher.
I'd say cranberry sauce is better with dressing.
If you must have the cranberry sauce, I would agree with
Oh
that.
yeah.
Just gonna put that down on the F
Oh, I can't wait to eat on
level.
Thanksgiving.
Just gonna put
Wait.
that down here on the F. What? I wasn't doing
Wait.
anything.
Well, oh,
What?
yeah. Okay. I'll put some respect on my cranberry sauce. If I bring some over when I come over your house.
You could. I mean, shit, if you want to change my mind about cranberry sauce, go right ahead, sir. But I've only had pain when it comes to cranberry sauce. I can't vibe with that. But what I can vibe with is green bean casserole.
Oh, fuck, that's S tier.
Yes, sir. Because there is nothing better than a great green bean casserole, folks. The crispy onions on top just soothes
Oh.
your soul. Soothes your soul.
Oh man, it's like perfect balance of like creamy, hearty,
Right?
salty, crunchy, buttery.
You're just saying words. You're
Oh.
just saying food words, folks. He's already there. He's already at the plate. He's already at the dinner table.
Hey,
Lions kicking the shit out of the Bears. He's already there.
when do your doors open?
We open at noon. Dinner starts at
Okay.
1.
Okay, all right.
Next up, we got another battle between cream corn and just normal corn.
Honestly, I'm not a big corn guy.
Where do you
I'll
rank
be
them?
completely honest. Corn, the C stands for C tier, so
C tier for both.
yeah.
I'm gonna put cream corn down on the F tier because who the fuck wants mushy corn? Why? Regular corn, you can say a C because you're fine. If you're not there, I don't notice. What I do notice though is a mac and cheese battle. So I have mac and cheese the normal way, and I have baked mac and cheese.
Baked mac and cheese is S tier.
Of course it is. That's the correct answer.
Anything else will not be tolerated. Anything lower will not be tolerated.
So we're gonna put that one down at D level. Don't
Wait,
bring
which one
that.
is that?
That's a regular mac and cheese. I'm kidding. You can put that like, I
Regular
mean,
as in not made in the oven?
correct.
Oh, well, Kraft mac and cheese?
Let's say Kraft.
Oh, that's like, oh man, that's like probably D tier.
D tier. That's how I was gonna put it. Like, don't bring that Kraft shit. Who brings
Yeah.
Kraft mac and cheese at Thanksgiving?
Like, come on,
You'd be
man. Put some
surprised.
love into your food on
Right.
Thanksgiving, man.
I know
Make that
Macaulay
shit
Culkin
from
did it.
scratch.
Exactly. But come on, man. Like, the part of Thanksgiving is the love you put into the
For
food. So
real.
that's what it's all
And
about.
bro, the selections of cheese that you can put in that bitch.
Oh my God. I'm having at least like six of them. Like,
Yeah, and
my
you
mac
want
and
to
cheese is
settle for
crazy.
fucking powder?
Like, excuse me? Yeah, no. That's
Man.
crazy. That's just crazy talk. But so is this last one. I wanted to get your opinion on this. I have a plate of spaghetti there. How do you feel about spaghetti? And I put it there because, yes, I have seen it as a Thanksgiving side dish, but I want to know how you feel about
Look, I love spaghetti. I will always eat spaghetti.
it.
On Thanksgiving, I would have to knock it a little bit. I would put it probably B tier.
B tier. Okay.
It's just a little bit on your plate will do. Again, it's a nice balance of carbs and the tomato and the what do they call tomatoes? Savory fruits.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah, so the balance between the savory fruits and all the salty stuff you got going on, it's I guess. But again, good standalone like the collard greens, weird to
Yes.
have on this as a side.
I'm gonna go and say that's an A tier for me. A tier. Yes, I think it's a weird dish, but I have had it. You would be surprised how well spaghetti, and I'm gonna put it even weirder, meatless spaghetti.
Ooh.
Meatless spaghetti. You'd be surprised how well that flavor profile goes with everything else in that plate. It's crazy. And it's the tomatoes. It's like you said, for some reason, marinara just goes very well with a
Yeah.
lot of what you're putting on that plate. The
That
starches,
savory
the
fruit stuff.
savory, it's exactly. It's just a little sweet, but it goes well. And just a little bit of pasta. But
Yeah.
I thought it was weird until I tried it and I said, it's the same thing with a little bit of spaghetti with your fried fish. People think I'm crazy for it. I guarantee it will change your life forever. There's a
Spaghetti
reason
with fried
we
fish?
yes, sir.
Oh no, yeah, that's fire. That's just like chicken parmesan, you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. See, you get it. You understand it. I said to
Yeah.
Ray, she asked her friends about, do you eat spaghetti with fish? And I said, try it. I know y'all didn't grow up in the hood. Just try it. It's
Yeah,
fantastic, folks. But yes, try it Thanksgiving, folks. Don't knock it. You might be surprised. Might unlock some player profiles up in that mind of yours.
oh
Next up, I got another game. These are going to be some
shit.
fun trivia games because I know you love trivia. The first one, of course, we play for shots. The first one is called That's Facts. I'm just calling it That's Facts.
Our bit.
And I'm just going to ask you a bunch of Thanksgiving facts. And I'm going to ask him, I'm just going to tell you a bunch of Thanksgiving facts and just tell me if they are true or false. That's
If
it.
they're about Christopher Columbus, they're all false.
Oh, boy. We'll see about that.
Yeah.
There are 27 of these. These are rapid fire. You have 7 minutes on the clock. If you get 20 correct, I will take a shot.
Okay. And if I don't, I'll take a shot.
Are you ready?
No.
All right, let's begin. True or false for all of these? They called themselves pilgrims. They called
What?
themselves the pilgrims.
Wait, you said what?
They called themselves the pilgrims.
Who did?
The pilgrims. Did they call themselves that, or do we just make that up for them? True or false? You are way too high for this.
They did not call themselves the Pilgrims.
They're saying false.
False.
It is false. Correct. They refer to others as outsiders. Is that a true?
That's true.
Yeah, I say true. It's
Oh.
false. They call the others strangers.
Oh.
Ooh. The first place they landed was modern day Plymouth, Massachusetts.
False.
That is false. They first landed on Cape Cod. They first left for America on the Mayflower alone. True or false?
Mayflower alone? Wait, alone as in
They first left for America on the Mayflower alone.
I'm gonna just say false.
It is false. 12 people died on the voyage to America.
12 people died on the voyage to America.
Gotta hurry up, bro. It's
such
speech.
a precise number. I'm gonna say true.
It's false. Only one passenger died and one sailor.
Oh,
One child born on the voyage was named Oceanus.
That sounds a little too bullshit. False.
It was true.
Oh wow,
they
were, my bad.
they were they were the first Europeans to land in Massachusetts.
Oh my bad, y'all. Y'all was probably some shithead slave owners anyway. Fuck y'all.
Wow. But were they the first Europeans to land in Massachusetts?
True.
False. Plymouth Rock was not actually used for the landing at Plymouth.
True.
That's true. Miles Standish was the leader of the passengers.
False.
It is false. The first elected governor was John Carver.
Elected governor?
Mm-hmm.
False.
It's true.
Mm.
The Mayflower Compact was signed by all the passengers.
False.
Correct. Their spiritual leader was William Bradford.
True.
Ooh, that's false. 45 of the 102 colonists died the first winter.
True.
That is true. The colonists were given their first corn seeds by Squanto.
True.
That is false. Squanto was the first native to visit the colony in Plymouth.
True.
That's false. Squanto was the first native they met who spoke English.
True.
That's also false. The closest native settlement was that of the Wampanoag tribe. Wampanoag. I might have butchered that word. Wampanoag. I got it.
True.
That is true. Squanto was a Wampanoag chief. Get that one these days.
False.
It is false. The leader of the Wampanoag was Massasoit. I think I got that one.
True.
It is true. The Mayflower returned to England after 4 months.
False.
Correct. There were only four adult women left to prepare the first Thanksgiving. Damn.
True.
It is true. Almost 50 Native Americans attended the first Thanksgiving.
True.
That's false. It was actually over 90. The main meat was served that was turkey.
False.
Correct. One of the dishes served was swan.
True.
You got it. Cranberries were plentiful and were served as a sauce. It's false. Which is why your dish is terrible. The Thanksgiving feast lasted 3 days.
False.
It's true. It was Abraham Lincoln who proclaimed the fourth Thursday in November as Thanksgiving Day.
Abraham Lincoln?
Mm.
False.
That was false. Correct. You got 15 out of 27 correct, sir. That is a shot for you and a loss in the first game.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God. You were on a roll at the end here, but then, yeah, the start was a little
yeah.
rough.
Yeah, I'm a fourth quarter type of guy.
I figured. Yeah, that's crazy. You and your cranberries, and they bit you in the ass. Mm-mm-mm. Devil fruit.
Cheers.
Are you drinking? Oh, it looks like you're drinking, like, hand soap for a second.
No.
Oh, there you go. Jack Honey. Oh, boy.
Jack Honey.
Jack Honey. Cheers, sir. As he does that, I'm going to move on to the next game. The next game is just Thanksgiving trivia. We're going to keep the Turkey Day stuff going, but Canadian style for Canadian Thanksgiving.
Oh, man. I'm going to get an F.
An F. Well, you may, maybe. Maybe you know more about Canadian Thanksgiving than American Thanksgiving.
I don't.
We'll see. 12 questions, 4 minutes. Let's do it. When is Canadian Thanksgiving held? Is it the last Friday in September, the second Monday in October, or the first Thursday in November?
The October option.
That's correct. How is Thanksgiving known in French-speaking Canada? Fête du Travail, Lundi de Pâques, Action de Grâce.
Action de Grâce.
That's correct. Look at you. Which traditional European holiday bears most similarity to Canadian Thanksgiving? Remembrance Day, Harvest Festival, All Saints Day.
All Saints Day?
It's Harvest Festival. Harvest Thanksgiving, Fest. Harvest, you know.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Which English explorer held the first Canadian Thanksgiving in 1579? Good luck. Samuel de Champlain, Martin Frobisher, or John Cabot?
Martin.
Martin. It's Martin.
Martin.
Can't go wrong. Martin. Who are we putting on Martin? The first Canadian Thanksgiving was to celebrate reaching which region through the Northwest Passage? Nunavut, Ontario, Newfoundland, and Labrador.
Newfoundland.
It's Nunavut. Whatever the hell that is.
Okay. Whatever.
The first Thanksgiving after Canadian Confederation celebrated whose recovery from illness? Prince of Wales, Chief Tecumseh, or Dauphin of France?
You said, wait, what was the first option?
Prince of Wales.
The Prince of Wales.
That's correct! How are you nailing this? Which of these symbols is most associated with Canadian Thanksgiving? The Sheila and the Gig, the Cornucopia, or the Fleur-de-Lis?
What was it, corner what?
The Cornucopia. You know, like the big thing on, like Fruit of the Loom that we discussed a long time ago.
Yeah, that one.
It's a cornucopia!
Yeah.
Which territory or province provides most of Canada's turkey? Ontario, Prince Edward Island, or Yukon?
Prince Edward Island.
It's Ontario. Oh, here we go again. Which province provides most of Canada's cranberry sauce? Quebec, British Columbia, or Manitoba?
British Columbia.
It's British Columbia.
Yes.
What dessert is traditionally eaten with Thanksgiving dinner in Canada? Pumpkin pie, butter tarts, or Saskatoon berry pie?
Saskatoon berry pie.
Is that even a real thing? It's pumpkin pie, bro. You made up a dessert just to try to get an answer. Which team traditionally hosts the opening Thanksgiving Day Classic football game in Canada? The BC Lions, the Montreal Alouettes, or the Calgary Stampeders?
Fucking the BC me. Lions.
It's the Alouettes. That Mark Chesson strikes again. What annual 9-day festival, parades, performances, and beer culminates in Thanksgiving? The Calgary Stampede, the Kitchener Waterloo Oktoberfest, or Folklorama?
The Oktoberfest.
You got it right. 7 out of 12. I'm actually going to take a shot for that because you did better with that than you did in American Thanksgiving shit. That's impressive. You're secretly Canadian, bro.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to say.
Ancestry test. I think you're Canadian. That was wild. Well done. Well done.
That was
pretty
fun.
Good. Oh, man. I got one left for you.
All right.
And this is a dumb one.
All
it's
right,
call. Man. I'm calling it Supermarket Sweep.
Oh.
I've got 14 food brands that you normally would go to the supermarket to buy for Thanksgiving. I'm going to show you a food item, and you will see 14 different brands on the screen. You need to match the brand with the food it is associated with at the grocery store. Do you understand the question? Okay, here we go.
Yep. So you match the brand with the...
with the actual food.
Yep.
And we're sharing. Can you see that, sir?
Yep.
Minute 30 on the clock. This is the speed round. If you can get half of them, I will take a shot.
Let's get it.
And let's go. Canned green beans, Bruce's, Butterball, Campbell's, Cool Whip, French's, Green Giant, Hungry Jack.
Green Giant.
Green Giant's correct. Canned cranberry sauce.
Canned cranberry sauce. Hold up. Skip this.
Skip that. Frozen whipped topping.
Frozen whipped topping. Cool Whip.
Got it. Frozen pumpkin pie.
55
seconds.
Frozen pumpkin pie. Skip that. Fuck, I don't know.
Instant gravy mix.
Instant gravy mix.
Is it bad? Instant gravy mix.
McCormick?
You got it. Dinner rolls.
Dinner rolls. Hungry Jack?
Ooh, no, not Hungry Jack. Butter.
Butter. Land O'Lakes.
Land O'Lakes. Frozen turkey.
Frozen turkey. Fuck.
20 seconds.
French's. I don't know.
Canned fried onions.
Canned fried onions. Fucking butter balls. I don't know.
Butter balls. It's a mashed potatoes. Ah!
Fuck.
That's hilarious. I knew every single one of those when I tried this quiz. I was like, boom, boom, boom. Like, before I went shopping. Canned yams is Bruce's. Butterball is turkey. Come on, man. Butterball turkey.
Oh, yeah, it is. Fuck.
Mushroom soup you didn't get there was Campbell's. French's is fried onions. That's the fried onions on top of the green bean casserole.
Yes,
you got Green Giant, Cool Whip, Land O'Lakes, and McCormick. Hungry Jack is instant mashed potatoes, which, again, don't bring that shit to my Thanksgiving. Jet Puff, of course, that marshmallow cream. The rolls were King's Hawaiian. Come on now. King's Hawaiian.
Man.
Mrs. Smith is the frozen pumpkin pie. I even got that one wrong, too.
I thought it'd be something else.
You would think. Ocean Spray was the cranberries. Cranberries, Ocean Spray. I even dropped you that hint earlier today.
Ocean Spray. No,
Ocean Spray.
I thought it would have been something else. To be honest.
And stovetop stuffing, of course. Oh, yeah. Man. You tried your best. Maybe a little more time with the clock, I think you would have got it, but that speed is a killer.
Take my shot for that, man. I'm
take your last shot and give the folks your last words of the evening for your birthday and for Thanksgiving. All the good things, all the good vibes.
Man, I'm fucking 30 years old, guys.
Wow.
Man.
Wowzers.
I don't feel a day older than 21. Man, I woke up today thankful for my silk red sheets on my bed.
Red?
Yeah, silk red sheets on my bed, my LED lights, my loft. Man, I'm thankful. Very thankful to see 30.
As it should be.
Those are my last words.
Dude's got red silk sheets like he's in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like, my God. I didn't think anybody had that in 2024. But hey, whatever makes you comfortable and lovely at night and feeling good in your space, it's all that matters, yeah. Man. It's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's what it matters to you. That's the comfort we're looking for our fans. We are your silk sheets, folks. That's what we want to be for you. That peace when you come home and that nice little after Thanksgiving coma you slip into with a nice glass of whiskey and football on the TV. So hopefully you guys are going to enjoy and have enjoyed your Thanksgiving. Come back and see your boys, the Bank Bros, at YouTube, Facebook, and at gmail.com, at Bank Bro Show on Insta. Lots more coming out for you. Holiday plates. Y'all can send us pictures of your plates. We can judge them for you because trust me, as you saw in the tears, we are the authority when it comes to Thanksgiving plates and what's good and what's not good. So send us your plates so we can roast you or give you compliments like we really want to do. Because we know y'all eat good out there, boy.
Hey, we'll take a picture of our plates too.
Oh, yeah. That'll be some new content for us right away. Just they can see the mastery of Thanksgivingness and how it's supposed to feel when you're surrounded by loved ones with a full belly. So after y'all enjoy two or three plates of that, come back and see us next time. Why is that? Because Bank Bros are in your city. Here for you as we always are. You can bank on it. Gobble, gobble. Happy Thanksgiving, folks.
Pause, pause.
Pause, pause.
1, 2, 3.